In the world of accessible media, audio description is often seen as the poor cousin to captioning, which is used by the deaf and hearing impaired. But the last few years has seen a marked increase in its use across a number of formats. To update us on a recent announcement that works towards the growth of audio description for movies, Ali Woodford from Media Access Australia is with us today. Hello, Ali.
Hi, Roberta. Hi, everyone.
Now, can you tell everyone what this announcement is then?
The announcement is the introduction of an audio description policy by the federal government's film financing body of Screen Australia. And so that will mean that all feature films described will be described for cinema and DVD release.
So when will the policy be implemented?
It comes into play for Screen Australia's next terms of trade, which begin on the 1st of July this year. But what we need to remember as the end user is that we won't actually see Australian movies on our screens with descriptions for maybe a couple of years, as the movie-making process is quite a long one, from getting funding approval, pre-production, filming, post-production, and then distribution. So, it starts 1st of July for people that are applying for funding for their films. But we'll see it, you know, maybe a couple of years down the track.
Ali, as we stand, though, there aren't many screens in Australia that show audio description anyway, are there?
That's right. There's about 15 at the moment. But the undertaking by the four major cinema chains, there's Hoyts, Village, Reading and Event Cinemas, to roll out accessible screens across all their locations by the end of 2014, it fits in kind of nicely with the Screen Australia announcement in terms of how the timing works. And we're already seeing more audio described movie locations opening up. We've had Top Ride in Sydney recently starting up, and there's an expected 45 extra screens nationally by the end of this year.
The cinema's announcement is another piece of news that's recently come through, isn't it?
Yeah, the Accessible Cinema Advisory Group recently met in Canberra, and the cinema reps informed the group that the rather messy beginning of the undertaking, which has seen us behind on the number of expected accessible screens, it's well and truly back on track now. So the equipment and the distribution contracts are sorted out. The international standards for the delivery of audio description is also sorted. So I guess it's a case of hold on to your hats. We're in for a big second half of 2011 with these 45 screens rolling out.
Gee, that's a lot to go through, isn't it?
Just yeah.
To get, yeah. Now, do we know where these screens are or where they will be?
It's the million-dollar question. Although we've had Event Cinemas at Top Ride start up in the last few weeks, the cinemas are saying that they won't have a schedule lockdown until around August. But given that we've already had one location go live, I wouldn't be surprised if we see more begin before a schedule is made public.
Well, that is something to look forward to. But I like that timing thing that's happening. I think that's really good, isn't it?
Yeah, it all fits very nicely together. And the thing is, as these screens roll out, we might not get the Australian movies straight up, but we'll be getting all the Hollywood blockbusters with audio description as soon as a new screen becomes available.
And I was reading on your website about a couple of young people who are thrilled to be able to go to the cinema and not have to ask people questions.
Yep, that's right. And that was appeared on the ABC 7:30 report the other night. Yes, great to see.
Isn't it, though? That feedback is just what you want,
exactly.
So that's really good.
Yep.
Well, of course, the best way to find out more about what's happening at your local cinema is to visit www.yourlocalcinema.com.au. General cinema news is posted on the homepage, with each location having its own page to inform everyone of the movies that are playing. And alternatively, Ali's always happy to take questions, so you can call her at Media Access Australia on 02 9212 6242, or email info@mediaaccess.org.au. Thank you, Ali, for all of that today, and I know we'll be talking again soon.
Thanks, Roberta.
I've been speaking with Ali Woodford from Media Access Australia, and those details, again, you can ring 02 9212 6242 or email info@mediaaccess.org.au. And Media Access Australia are supporters of this program.